For the next few minutes, we would like to invite you to expand your attention like the vastness of the ocean, and at the same time to draw with full focus from what we are going to share with you. Listen not only with your ears, but above all with an open heart. You don't have to understand everything immediately, but allow yourself the next few minutes to let it sink into the depths of your being. That is the invitation. Welcome, Patty. You mentioned already now, I am. And especially for spiritual seekers, it is one of the core questions on this path of spiritual practice and sadhana. Who am I, in Sanskrit, soham? And people are searching and looking for that everywhere. They're traveling here and there and going to this person and that person. So, but what is the answer to that question, who am I?
You know, the times that we are living in, they are so flooded, so many informations, that we actually even forget that there is somebody who has to deal with all these informations. We are getting really drowned. And one of the next things one can get drowned in is the answer of who am I? That's why I will not even try to explain, because it's not something intellectual to understand. And that is the big misconception what we have with true spirituality and the so-called intellectual esoteric aspects of spirituality. And I am very much for true experiential and down-to-earth spirituality. It means something that is absolutely valid on Saturdays, on Sundays, on Mondays, on Tuesdays. No matter where I am, I am. So this, coming back to the question, who am I, is not an intellectual question that needs an intellectual and deep philosophical answer. It is something to be experienced like the taste of the pudding. That is the famous story. I could explain how sweet the pudding tastes, how one can reach the pudding, where you can get the best one, which supermarkets have a biological and which supermarkets have a pudding that is a little bit disturbed with many chemical substances, and which one would be the best. And then you would go like, ah, okay. Then you think you know about the pudding. But as far as I'm concerned, you would not know what is the pudding unless you really understand something beyond the information center, the one that collects all the informations. Means to get the real taste of it means to first of all allow, and this is every moment of our life calling us to this, I am right now here. There's nothing to be done about it. And because there's nothing to be done about it, we overlook it. You are always yourself. Always. There's not one moment in our life that we are not ourselves. Some throat cleaning in between. So this is a beautiful indication, actually, from so many sages down the ages, to first of all start with the zero point. You are means I am. Feel this, sense it. No matter what you're doing, you always are. And if one gets rooted in this sense, then you will discover something very beautiful. Then life is still flowing the way it's supposed to flow, but you will have a new sense of freedom to choose. For example, somebody hurts you, abuses you. There's a certain gap suddenly because you have grounded and are rooted in your presence, which I call I am. It's synonymous. I am and presence is synonymous for me. Then you can choose to be offended or not. What a freedom. You're even then mastered your emotional dictatorship. Your emotions don't dictate anymore how you should feel, how you should behave, what should be followed, what not. So the sense of I am is very, very central. And this is for me actually the key to a real human life in its truest sense. Dignifying human life means I am. Not that I have to know who I am and then thousand concepts. I am the spirit. I am the all oneness. I am Brahman. I am Parabrahman. It brings nothing to know your guru, your master, your God, your everything. It brings nothing, just more information garbage. It is a thing to be felt with every cell, with every breath that this body is taking in and out. It is a fact. A fact is not something to be understood. It's something to be clearly seen, examined if it's really so. And please don't believe any words, also not my words. Examine for yourself. Right now, in this moment, when you listen to these words, there is always some underlying presence. There is always presence here. It is not something to be achieved. So I amness is not something to be achieved. It's the foundation for all achievements. And the big open secret is that in I amness, everything that we seek to achieve is automatically showing itself to us. Compassion, understanding, centeredness, friendliness, humor, everything is founded and to be found in this sense of I am. It is a sense. It is not an information that needs an answer. Ramana Maharshi always used to say, please don't look for the answer. Stay with the question, who am I? The question itself, if answered, you have gone astray. He said it very often. Oh, I am. You can, if you want to use words at the maximum, what you could say, I am that which I am. Because this is not something you can describe. I amness is not something describable. It's not an object. Even if you say, I'm Brahman, I'm Parabrahman, I'm Paramatman, I'm God, I'm presence, I'm love, you have a certain imagination and that is already going astray. It's not alive. I am is life. You cannot describe. It's something to be experienced.
Would you say that living this I am-ness is the same than awareness and presence? Because, you know, when we use language and when we use words, sometimes people say, I'm aware of something. I'm more aware of that. Mm-hmm. I'm the most aware person. But awareness, You cannot grasp, you cannot touch, you cannot see, you cannot smell, you cannot hear, and at the same time it's there. So how does that work?
I am is awareness. I am is consciousness. I am is presence. That's how it works. It's an open secret. Even to answer your question, I need to be first. After this first being, I use a faculty which is called mind. You are transporting certain contents with the help of some words. And luckily, because we think we know the content of the word, we kind of understand each other, and I try to answer as precisely as possible to your words. But what happens actually beyond the question answer is that there is only presence here, there's only presence there, and presence tries to understand itself and then it goes astray. And that is a beautiful game to understand, that presence is not something possible to be described. It is the foundation of everything, and it's synonymous with life for me. It's synonymous with life. Presence doesn't start with understanding it. It doesn't finish with having fulfilled it. It's never fulfilled. It's never understood. It's always there. It's always there. Another word for it for me is compassion, love, consciousness. I amness and awareness is identical. It's different words, different aspects. Different aspects of the same thing.